This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More Coloradans are finding jobs when they want them, and fewer people are having to commute between part-time opportunities. That's according to economist Nicholas Sly with the Federal Reserve in Denver.
And more of the workforce now actually has one full-time job, potentially with some benefits, only one commute to it. And I think there's strength in the labor market there that isn't just reflected in the unemployment number. It's the type and quality of jobs that are available out there.
Sly says Colorado's unemployment rate is low across skill groups. Recent data from the state show Colorado's unemployment rate is better than the national average. 11 people had to be rescued from an unfinished stretch of I-70 in North Denver last night after heavy rain swept through the city. That section of the interstate is part of a $1.2 billion expansion that's drawn intense criticism from residents. The project removed crumbling aqueducts that carried drivers over the highway's low points, but CDOT says its replacement drainage system isn't working yet. The agency is investigating that and other factors that may have worsened the flood, like runoff from unpaved sections. A deputy with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office was killed last night while responding to a shooting in Security Widefield. The Gazette reports Andrew Peary was among several officers who immediately faced gunfire when they arrived on the scene. Peary was a decorated SWAT officer. He survived by his wife and two children. KKTV reports a search was on for the suspect, but he was later found dead. Authorities have not announced a cause of death. This is CPR News and KRCC. Today will be cooler than it has been the last few weeks. In Denver, the high is 85 degrees, and that is the temperature right now. Chance of rain this afternoon.